Nobody knows what Walter Reuther was thinking that spring night in May 1970 as he flew up to Black Lake, the United Auto Workers Recreation Center in northern Michigan. He didn't seem to spend a lot of time thinking about himself. He was all about his union and other unions and helping the poor and disadvantaged get their share of the pie. But if he had happened to think about his life, he would have had every right to be a little self-satisfied. When the UIW started 75 years ago, you could get fired for joining. Workers had no protection. If they got hurt, they lost their jobs. Paid vacations and health insurance didn't exist. Then the union Reuther built changed all that. He'd been beaten up and shot, and his brother lost an eye, and some friends had even been killed. But his UIW had led the way in powering millions of Americans into the middle class. Unionized Detroit workers built the weapons that won World War II. Afterwards, they built the automotive dream machines that made the good life possible. Reuther himself had presided over the building of the recreational complex for UAW workers at Black Lake. His union was at an all-time high 1.6 million members that May evening, the vast majority employees of the Big Three. They had arrived. Reuther, of course, never did. His pilot missed the runway. Hopefully, Walter and his wife May never knew what happened. 40 years later, he might find it hard to believe what has happened to his beloved union, which is holding its convention in Detroit this week, struggling towards a future. The UAW is less than a quarter of its peak strength. There are only 355,000 members left. Fewer than a third work for the Big Three. Something like a third of UAW members aren't in the auto industry at all. Some are healthcare workers, some college teachers, and that's where the union sees its future. Bob King, who's expected to be elected the next president of the UAW today, says his union's best opportunity for really high growth lies in higher education and in organizing casino workers. Outgoing union president Ron Gettelfinger presided over a time that some must think of as the nightmare years. He had to make concessions that once would have been unimaginable. The union had to agree to a new lower wage scale for new hires, not that there have been many of those. The UAW took over responsibility for providing retiree health care out of a trust fund the employer set up that many experts think is undercapitalized. They made concession after concession, watched Chrysler and General Motors go through bankruptcy, and wondered if they'd have any workers to organize at all. Now the UAW has to figure out how to survive in a world of independent contractors and global markets. Shortly before he died 2 years ago, I asked former UAW head Doug Frazier what Walter Reuther would have done, faced with today's problems. He said that he didn't know, that nobody could know. But he knew that Walter would have been fighting as hard and as cleverly as he could for the working man. Today, UAW members have to hope there's a little touch of Reuther in Bob King.